when Miguelito should have been sleeping. And as Tías de México and his mother gathered around the kitchen table, stories drifting toward his room like a fecito vapor, he leaned against his door to listen. When he first heard about how his orphaned grandmother was her own godmother's criada, how she would fall asleep while scrubbing los pinche pisos, knees and knuckles tired and raw from scratching against the cracked clay floor, he imagined himself standing next to his grandmother's child body, limp limbs, ragged, heavy, like a drenched mop's cloth tentacles. He imagined himself ordering the opening of the earth. Ábrete, ábrete, trágatela ahora cuando está dormida. When he heard how his grandfather would shove a kicking and screaming laughter into a plastic bag on those days he left to work on foreign lands, believe his daughters without half a giggle because Miguelito's grandfather would need laughter more, he imagined himself waiting for his grandfather's hurried stride. He imagined flinging himself toward the thick plastic, tearing it open with a fork to let laughter bounce back into the bellies of children, because what are children without laughter? When he learned how Fausto, the catechist, would lure children into praying un Padre Nuestro while their fathers were leaving one by one, he wondered why his tías would say, Dios lo bendiga. But when he first heard about his mother clubbing the neighbor's stray pig to death when she was a child, he wept, but not for the pig.